So welcome, everybody. The weather was arranged specially to remind you we're not in San Diego anymore. We hope no other events remind you of that during the week. I hope everybody found their way here. Okay, we'll also explain a few alternative routes. So I'm just going to do a few business matters to start. And one of the first things we always have to do is thank our sponsors. It's a very large workshop. It's very expensive to run. And without the help of these sponsors, we couldn't do the workshop at all. And we certainly couldn't serve any wine or beer. So a big round of thanks for those sponsors. So a few rules. We, in a very beautiful building, in this beautiful auditorium, because we don't own such a large auditorium at our premises, which you'll be visiting during the week. So we are guests here, so please do obey the rules as strictly as possible. One of them is don't go wandering around the building. It's a working science building. There's labs here and researchers here, and we don't want to get on their nerves. So please don't wander into their spaces or their break rooms. Or last week, some people were here and started using their phones in their offices. Don't do that. We want to be welcome guests here. No smoking anywhere on the campus. If you want to smoke, unfortunately, you have to go out to the road. Please wear your badges at all times. You have to sign in and out of these buildings. They're not making us sign in and out, but as a result, you have to have your badge on so they know who you are. So anybody without a badge really shouldn't be in here. Please enter the facilities only through the front door. There are various other doors around the building, but please only come through the front door where the guard is. I think by now most of you have discovered how to get here. You come to the big 85 on the wall down there, climb up the stairs, and then just turn left and come into the building. And I'll show you a different way to come in later. There is a handicapped accessible entrance. If anybody wants to know, ask us about it. We'll show you where to go. There's bathrooms just out and to the left, and then there's also bathrooms behind the big kitchen area. So there's another set there. So at breaks, if everybody rushes at once, there should be enough. One of the very important rules of this workshop is no photographs, no video, not with your iPhone, not with anything, please. Several of the speakers are showing absolutely unpublished work, and the last thing they want is everybody going click, 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 and then it starts, you know, leaking around the internet. It's been a great part of this workshop that people discuss very, you know, cutting edge, very state-of-the-art work, but if there's a chilling effect if people are, you know, photographing that and then sending it out on Twitter or whatever. So please do abide by those rules. We will make copies of all the lectures available on the website afterwards, along with an audio track, so that you can listen again or share it with your students. The only exception to that is some of the slides will be embargoed until publication, so people will take some out or may hold the whole talk back a month or so, but in the end, it'll all be on the web. And that's the same for all of the workshops of this sort we've had. We've been doing this since 2003, I think, and so on our website are all those previous workshops with the slides and the video. Okay, what else? Oh, poster setup. So people who brought posters, that's great. There's a poster session, and it's down the stairs. So that's the only other area of the building you should be going to, is straight down the stairs. You'll find poster boards there. And your poster will be pinned to the board on your abstract will be pinned to the board on which your poster should go on. So I think we have enough poster boards for if everybody who registered brings one and nobody else, we have enough. If people suddenly brought posters and they never registered, then come speak to us because we're not sure where we'll fit it in, but we'll make a plan. The breakout session. So in your program booklets, you'll find on Monday afternoon, I think from 4 to 5, and on Thursday afternoon from 3 to 4, there are a bunch of parallel sessions. I think on Monday there's 6 or 7 different things going on. Some of those are vendor chats, some are user group meetings, some are demonstrations of cameras or the spotted on device or things like that. Many of those are limited. You'll find at the top of the sign-up sheet outside, it says how many we can take. So sign up as soon as you can to the thing that you want to go to, and then if it's really oversubscribed, we'll see if we can squeeze a few more in, but some of them we won't be able to do that. So read, you know, the program, decide what you want to go to, and then make sure you get your name signed up on that. it's going to be complete chaos during these breakout sessions because we have people going in four different directions. We'll have people in these blue badges shepherding you and trying to get you there and trying to get you back again. But just stay calm. Oh, and that's the thing. Did I say this about the blue badges? Ask anyone wearing a blue badge, they'll know where you're supposed to go and they'll know where the rooms are. So once you signed up, we'll do the best. We have a sort of a soft ending for those breakout sessions because the breakout sessions then go into the poster session. So it's not so critical. I mean, you should get back for the poster session. The poster session is one of the best things we do here because it's a lot of late-breaking results. So make sure you do come back, but it's not quite so critical if some of those are running a little late. Panel discussions. All of these lectures are designed rather long, you know, an hour. I'm sure Yifan's not going to talk for an hour, and Elizabeth. And many of the others are quite long, too. But it's really so that there's a lot of time for discussion. We encourage people to interrupt if they have something burning during the lecture, and certainly to ask lots and lots of questions at the end of the lecture. It is a teaching, training, learning workshop. So without a lot of that discussion, you know, that aspect of it gets lost. So please do, you know, write your questions down or bring them up at the end of the talk. We also have these panel discussions. You can email us with any question you'd like to bring up at the panel discussion if you don't feel like you want to raise it during the discussion. We'll have white index cards and pens out there. If you want to do it anonymously, just scribble a question and you can dump it with someone, and then we'll bring those up at the panels. Because, you know, one of the things about the workshop is also it is supposed to be the challenges and the opportunities of the field. We're not talking necessarily about everything that happened, but what should still happen. So, you know, the way to fuel those kinds of discussions is to ask these questions during the times we have to discuss. There we go. If you need help, ask anyone wearing one of these blue badges rather than white badges. Again, thanks to our sponsors. There will be a manufacturer's exhibition on Wednesday afternoon, and that'll be in our building where we normally live, and you should come and please do pop over, talk to the manufacturers. Again, without their help, we wouldn't have this workshop. And also you can get to see where we are and how we're set up in New York compared to San Diego. There's little white cards everywhere. Everybody should be able to get one, and that's how you log on to the Wi-Fi. So there's Wi-Fi access if you want. This is how most of you probably came today. You came up St. Nicholas Avenue to this big 85 on the wall, and then up those stairs and in. This is a big city, so be safe, okay? Do not go wandering home at 10 o'clock at night on your own. Don't go into this park in the dark. Be sensible. Walk in groups, take reasonable precautions. And if you're at all uncomfortable, just call yourself a taxi or an Uber. And you can do that either from this position here, or you can walk through our little campus and get a taxi or an Uber over here, or you can also walk down Convent Street, which is a little less, you know, by a dark park. It's more of a well-lit area. So just be, you know, use sensible city precautions. And then during the breakout sessions, at least several of them will be held over at our building at Simons Electron Microscopy Center, the New York Structural Biology Center, and there'll be people helping you get there. But it's basically you come out of this building and just wander around and then into the front of this building. But, you know, there'll be a trail of cookie crumbs on those days, and you can follow your way around. Actually, there will be real cookies at the manufacturer's exhibit, so another good reason to come there. And again, just our sponsors. So are there any questions before we get going with Yifan? Anybody puzzled about anything or worried about anything? Okay, then on we go, and we do expect questions. I will start calling on people if they don't voluntarily do it.